Capital gains. The primaries have ended, and America's general election begins anew, and voila, a billionaire is pitted against a millionaire. The Trump-Clinton battle, what I've earlier called the nasty versus the crafty, is a contest between cousins, for no matter who wins, as the old gambling adage goes, the house never loses. What house? The house of capital. In the classic text, The Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx and Frederick Engels begin their work with the startling insight. The state, they argue, is but a committee for managing the common affairs of the whole bourgeoisie. Looking at society from the tail end of the 19th century, both men saw the political class as but instruments of the ruling class, the capitalists. What would they make of Donald J. Trump, billionaire politician, or of Hillary Clinton, a multimillionaire? They would both be scratching their heads in wonder. The bourgeoisie, a fancy French word for the wealthy capitalist class. They used to buy their politicians, or at least rent them. No longer. Now they've cut out the middlemen. They take power in their own name. And if you think billionaires or even millionaires really care about working or even poor people, well, let me just say I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. Cheap. This is an election in which no matter who wins, capital takes the prize. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.